In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. On Shrove Tuesday, which is the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, Shrove, by the way, is a, in case you're wondering, Episcopalians have the strangest words sometimes. Shrove comes from the Old English, and actually Middle English word, scribe or scriven, and it means to have your sins written off. They have been written off by God. That's the Shrove card. On Shrove Tuesday, we will burn the palms from last year's Palm Sunday to make them this year's ashes that lead us once again to Easter Day through from that. And what I'd like you to do with those palm pieces that you have, there's a basket on the post just in front of the altar. When you come forward for communion, and you can be thinking about this during the next part of the service, I would like you to pause for a moment and ask God, what do you want to have transformed or transfigured in this world? The offering of the palm to the flames is a way of offering that to God. What do you want to have change in the world? Where do you want to see God at work? What is it in your life or in your community or in the world that you would like God to transform? And moreover, when you place that palm in the basket, how will you work with God to make that possible? I think for many of us, the number one thing on our minds this morning is, unfortunately, once again, dealing with gun violence and wanting to have ways and reasonable ways that that can stop. The terrible, terrible loss of lives in this country by gun violence for all kinds of complicated reasons. What would you want, for example, to have help? How would you want God to help with us? Is it reducing guns? Is it providing better mental health care, which we are terrible at? Or maybe it's a relationship in your family or in your life that you want to have healed. Will that palm help you call that person up and resume that connection? Or maybe it's something in your community that you feel passionately about and you want to be strengthened to help. It could be as many things as there are people in this room. When you bring your palm forward, before you receive communion, just say to yourself, God, here is what I want transfigured in my life, and here is how I'm going to work with you to make that happen and possible. Lent is a journey that we begin on Wednesday. We as Christians are fortunate because we know the end of the story, which is Easter day. Today, we ask God for God's presence on our journey. We ask God to be with us during Lent, and we promise that we will work with God once again to transform and transfigure not only our own lives, but the lives of people around us. I wish you a happy Lent and an even more joyous Easter day. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.